I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st Congressional Districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
New York State of Politics reports that while one goal of a bill passed in Albany and awaiting Governor Kathy Hochul's signature is to save money on elections by consolidating voting dates, many current election dates will remain on the calendar. The bill would move most elections currently in odd-numbered years to even-numbered years when more people vote in congressional and presidential elections. But Onondaga County Democratic Elections Commissioner Dustin Charney points out that the legislature did not and could not move all of the odd-numbered elections to even-numbered years. Charney said, and I quote, "Any judicial race would not be affected. Supreme Court justices, town justices, and other kind of judicial race. Also, what will not be affected are any races that happen inside cities are protected by the Constitution," end quote. Jude Seymour, the Republican Elections Commissioner for the Jefferson County Board of Election, points out the ballot will now be much longer and defends staggered year voting, saying, and I quote, "They protect against a wholesale change of government based on the whims that may not last until the next election." Alexander Hamilton and James Madison warned us centuries ago to protect against factions breaking apart our republic. I think putting all the elections in one year makes that harder to prevent, end quote. Charney admits that more people will vote in elections moved to even-numbered years, saying, and I quote, "In even-numbered years since 2009, we averaged 63% turnout. In odd-numbered years, we averaged 32% turnout. That's a huge difference. That's double," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Kate Lisa reports for New York State of Politics that Representative Paul Tonko joined U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona at Hudson Valley Community College in Rensselaer County on June 27th to discuss education. Tonko spoke about careers in science, engineering, technology, or mathematics for young people locally.
A great percentage of our population is under the age of 19, so we've got a ready audience.
Cardona, the education secretary, said, and I quote, "We're going to make sure that we have students that are prepared to take on these high-skill, high-career jobs to make that possible," end quote. Labor Department Commissioner Roberta Reardon was also there and reminded the men, and I quote, "Don't leave women out of the workforce. Over 50% of the workers in this country are women, but they are underemployed or not employed at all, and we need them desperately. We need young women to know that they can be in the building trades. They can do chips, they can do anything they set their minds to, and they can certainly come here to Hudson Valley and get a great education," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Raga Justin reports in the Times Union that Representative Paul Tonko crowed about mainstreaming the Addiction Treatment Act on June 29th at the newspaper's office building in Albany. Part of what the bill does is expand the number of medical professionals who can prescribe a medication called buprenorphine from 130,000 to 1.8 million people. Buprenorphine is a drug that is now a little easier to prescribe to people struggling with opioid addiction. Tonko said, and I quote, "There is some progress afloat," end quote. The Albany County Congressional Representative also cited statistics from France, where they made access to the drugs that can help with opioid addiction easier. Overdose deaths declined nearly 80%, according to the National Institute of Health. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Mark Molinaro, the Republican representing the 19th Congressional District, wants the Government Accountability Office to conduct a comprehensive study on how the COVID-19 pandemic impacted educational outcomes for students with disabilities. Molinaro said, and I quote, "I'm the father of four children, one of whom is on the autism spectrum. During the pandemic, parents like myself saw learning loss in their children firsthand. While many academic studies have sought to understand the full scope of these educational setbacks, very little attention has been given to the education needs of students with disabilities, end quote. Molinaro explained that when school staff meet with parents of a child with a disability to develop an educational plan for the student, parents have the right to bring a third-party advocate, such as a therapist, lawyer, or knowledgeable family member. Molinaro is backing a bill to tell parents that. Molinaro's office said in a statement, and I quote, "Most parents are not aware of this right," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.